Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Lamed Hey. As we continue here in the third parak of Amar Lehem HaMamuna, and we have a couple of minutes first related to that last line of yesterday's daf, and then we will get back into the next Mishnah, which discusses the following services related to Avodas Yom Kippur. So if you remember, the end of the Mishnah, the end of the Gemara yesterday, spoke about when the Kohen Gadol is elderly, or he is an istinus, he's going to be cold. So they warm up the mikvah water for him so that it doesn't get, he's not chilly. Right? They put in a metal pipe, a metal bar, and the Gemara says, is that a problem? Is that mitzaref? So the Gemara answers two ideas. Either a Bibi says, no, it wasn't so hot, therefore it's not going to be tziref, or Abaye says, even if it is going to be mitzaref, which again, pashtus is makab apatish, but the Rabbeinu Chananel says it also might be kibui, might be extinguishing, even if it is, but davar she'ena miskavein is mutter. Aye, does Rabbi Abaye really hold like Rabbi Shimon? So he says, well, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree here for some reason. What's the for some reason? Either because it's an issur rabbanan, and therefore he's going to agree. That was Rashi's and our Girsa, which is a little difficult because you find elsewhere that he says us or even by other Isur Yudrabanan context, or the other Girsa that's quoted in the Gemara, and that is the difference between Shabbos and Kala Torah Kula. This is not talking about Kala Torah Kula. Elsewhere, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that Dover Shein of Eskavin is Aser de Oraisa. But by Shabbos, because of the higher standards of Melechas Machsheves, and that's even a Girsa, according to one version, Melechas Machsheves, Aser Torah, the Torah, in order to violate a Shabbos, you need thought out, perfect, artisman's type of work, type of actions, so that's why it's going to be Pater here. Right? That goes on the list of all the halachos that are dependent on Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. 90% of the time, Melechas Machsheves creates a kula in Hilchos Shabbos. That even though elsewhere you might be chayiv, but when it comes to Shabbos, Melechas Machsheves, and therefore it's going to be more lekula. Right? That is the reason for Melechas Shenitzricha Legufa. That's the reason maybe for a lot of the principles of Misasek and Mekalkel and Shinui and Grama and maybe even Chatzishir. Right? All of those are dependent on Melechas Machsheves. Once in a while, you get a chumrah from Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. So for example, the Gemara talks about if somebody has on Shabbos in a Sefer Torah, or even just writing, do you weigh the letters of a Sefer Torah, a ches? And what do? I remove the roof of the ches, how a ches is written in Sefer Torah letters, and that leaves me with two zions, or a vav and a zion, depending if it's Ksav Beis Yosef or Ksav Arizal. But if I erase the top of a ches, the Gemara says I'm chaya for kosev on Shabbos, for writing two letters. Even though I erased, by erasing, I end up having two letters. That's the Gemara. Says the Rashba on that Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, well, if it's good enough for Shabbos, so then it must be that it's also good enough for Ksiva Sefer Torah. For Ksiva Sefer Torah, it's writing. Writing is writing. And says the Ran on the Rashba, no way. Says the Ran, says no. Maybe when it comes to Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah, and Lemaisa, you wrote two letters, that's what you wanted to do, so you're going to be chayiv on, it's going to be chayiv on Shabbos. But for Ksiva Sefer Torah, we need what's called chok yurechos, not chok tochos. You have to form the letters, not do something to the background and then have the letters remain. If I pour ink on a Sefer Torah and then I erase all the ink around the letter and I leave the letter, that's not allowed. That's called chok tochos, not chok yurechos. And therefore, says the Ran, that's not going to work. So that's an example where one has a lower standard for Hilchos Shabbos. L'maisa, you wrote what you wanted to write. Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. So again, though, most of the time, it is a kula, but there it's a chumra, but here, this fits into most of the time. Here is a kula, according to that girsa that we have in Tosis. Number one. Number two, the other issue, the big problem that is mentioned in this Gemara is this really Davar Sheina Miskavein? The Gemara says, Davar Sheina Miskavein, and therefore it's going to be mutter. This isn't Davar Sheina Miskavein. This is what we would call a psik resha. Right? You're doing it, and it's vaday gonna happen. And we paskin, davar sheina miskavein, Rav Shimon holds mutter. But psik resha delo nichalei, right? The example the Gemara gives, if I want to get the head of a chicken for a child to play with as a toy, I chop off the head of the chicken. What, the chicken's not gonna die? So what? That my kavan is just to get the toy for the child. But the chicken's vaday gonna die, and therefore I'm gonna be chayiv de oraisa. on Shabbos. Psik Reish is an Issa Daraisa, even though I wasn't miskaven for it. So he asked the Gemara here, this is Psik Reish, this isn't Davar Sheina miskaven. So there are a number of answers given by the Rishonim. Tosfos gives a couple of answers. He says, number one, maybe it's not exactly Psik Reish. Maybe it's not going to happen. Who knows? You know, it's hot, but maybe it's finished already. Maybe it's already hardened as much as it could harden. So it's not vade going to happen. But this Gemara is one of the rayas that Tosfos says to the Shita of the Aruch. The Shita of the Aruch discussed by the Rishonim, wherever Psik Reish comes up, it's discussed here, it's discussed in Ksuba stuff up, it's discussed in Shabbos later on, all the times where Psik Reish comes up, and it's the Shita of the Aruch. It's quoted right here. If you go on the next Amud, Laman Haman Aleph. So this counts as today's daf. On the second really wide line, he quotes the Aruch, who holds, Malacha Psik Reisha Delo Nichale is Mutter. That's the Shita of the Aruch. If I have a Psik Reisha, but I am not interested at all in the result, I don't care about the result. There are different formulations. Is it Lo Nichale? Is it Lo Ichvasle? Different versions. Stira and Rashi is a Masechta Shabbos. But either way, it's a Psik Reisha that I don't care. I don't need the result. I don't care about it. It doesn't benefit me. So that's Mutter. If I open my refrigerator and the light goes on, well, I don't really care about the light going on. I forgot to turn the light off, and I forgot, so it's lo nichalai. No, I don't really need it. No, it helps you out. Right? I can't say, you know, I don't want it. Objectively, it gives you benefit. Objectively, any person would want it on, even though for Hilchos Shabbos purposes, you don't want it on, that doesn't count. It has to be that you don't want it on. It doesn't give you any benefit. And that gives you benefit. That's going to be nichale. Psik Reisha de lo nichale is you totally have no kavana. Or especially if you have negative. Right? The classic case in the Maseches Ksubis, I stick a rag into a hole of a barrel, which has wine. As I stick it in, I am squeezing the rag. So wine is going to go into the rag and get squeezed out, but it's going to go on the floor. That's lo nichale. I'm losing wine as I stick the rag in. So that's Psik Reisha lo nichale. The Aruch holds that's mutter. So the Aruch says here, Mitzare, it's Davar Sheina miskaven. Why is it Davar Sheina miskaven? It's Psik Reisha. It's lo nichale. I have zero benefit from this bar getting hardened. I have no kavana for that. That's not helping me at all. And that's one of the Aruch's rayas. Again, throughout Shas, you have all these long tosfasim that most of the time talk about the Aruch, all of his rayas, and how all the other Rishonim defend these rayas, because there is just as many rayas to the other shitas as the Aruch. Do we pass it like the Aruch? So it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So is the other day. Of Psik Reisha L'Nichale, we pass it, generally we assume it's Aser, Durabanan. It's not going to be Daraisa, Psik Reisha L'Nichale, but it's still going to be Aser, Durabanan. But the Aruch holds that it is mutter. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and Reb Chaim even thinks that's the Rambam's opinion, which is not 100% clear, but that is the Shita. Generally, we try not to rely, we generally don't assume, like the Shita of the Aruch. But what's the Svar of the Aruch? It's a Psik Reisha. The Gemara says Psik Reisha is Chayiv Daraisa. All of a sudden, Lo Nichleik becomes mutter? How does that happen? So that goes to the root of why Psik Reisha is Chayiv at all. And that is, I'm doing Act A, which Vadi will cause Act B. I don't have Kavana for Act B. Why should I be Chayiv for Act B? Especially on Shabbos. Melechel Dachshevis, we just got finished talking about. And all of a sudden, you know, even if you don't have Kavana, but if it's Vadi going to happen, then you're going to be Chayiv Darais, you're going to be Chayiv a Karbon. How did that happen? So there are two ways of understanding Psik Reisha. This is known as the Reb Elchanan in Maseches Ksubis. It's Simon Yudches has the two ways of understanding Psik Reisha, and he uses one of the ways to help understand the Aruch. Do I say, I am, let's say, dragging the bench across the soft earth, and it's a very heavy bench, and it's very soft earth, and it's 100% vade going to make a furrow in the ground. Psik Reisha. And Nichalei, because now I can plant the seed in there. Why am I chayiv? I only have kavana to drag the bench. I don't have kavana to make the furrow. So either one could say, well, if it's vade going to happen, it's as if you did have kavana for it. That's one understanding. If you have kavana for Act A, and Act B is for sure going to be caused by Act A, so then you have to consider it as if you had kavana. Ki'ilu hiskavein. What do I say? No, you didn't have kavana. How can you attribute kavana to someone who didn't have kavana? Ki'ilu iskave. No, you don't say that. But rather, how do you formulate it? I have kavana for Act A. Act B is vade going to happen. So Act A and B are considered connected actions, halachically. And kavana for A is enough to be chayiv, even though you didn't have kavana for B. It's a totally different understanding of why one would be chayiv from Psik Reisha. A number of nafkaminas, but one of them is the Shita of the Aruch. The Aruch says, Lo Nichalei is going to be Mutter. What do you mean? What changed? We hope Segresha is Chayiv, or at least Asur, if it's, even it's Lo Nichalei. Oh, says Rav Elchanan, if you hold approach number one, Kilu Eskavein, how can you say Kilu Eskavein if it's totally against what you want? Right? Lo Nichalei, or at least you don't care about it. So maybe that's what the Aruch holds, why the other is showing him who hold Lo Nichalei is still Asur, at least Rabbanan. They hold it's what's called Mitzuref Maisim. The actions are connected, even though you didn't have Kavana, and that's good enough. So what Lo Nichalei, but it's still a connected action to Act A. Act A you did have Kavana for, and that's why it's still going to be Asur. That's the Nafgamina that Rabbi Chanan quotes. The Machlokas Ha'aruch V'Tosef Psikresha Lo Nichalei L'chor Nira Tam Machlokas Zu Tali B'Taima D'Modir Rav Shimon Psikresha. The Eish L'Farish possess Shtei Ta'amim. Number one, and he gives the example outside of Hilchos Shabbos by a Nazir brushing his hair. Nazir, Chofef Avalo Soreg, Desrika V'Psikresha, the Eish Lomar, Kivan Sheyodeya, De Bisrikaso Yitzlosh Cyros, since you know that by combing, hair will for sure come out. Forget a Nazir. What about us on Shabbos? Same thing. Since I know that Mikri Mechavi L'Tlisha, it's called Kavana for Tlisha. That was approach one. Or do I say, Kiva de Srika heap Sikresha Litlisha Nimsa de Tlisha Bichlau Srika. It's considered within the act. That's the Chakira im Sikresha. And again, many other examples related. We'll stop now talking about Sikresha. Maybe we'll come back later if there's more time. But that is Sikresha. One other Ha'ara, and then we will continue with the Mishnah, and that is the Gemara brought up the Isser of cutting off Tzara'as. Right, the Isser of Hishamar Benegat Saras, but if it's on the Arla, if it's on the foreskin, so then we say it would be allowed. There's a big discussion. What if a Saras Bezvanazet? What if somebody today learns Hilchot Saras very well, which we don't have a chance to do so much in Dafyomi, there's no Gemara, there's not even Yerushalmi, right? There's no on Meseches Negaim. So we get here and there where Mishnayas come up, so we just have to put our time into Torah Sheval Peh. We have to take out our time and learn Meseches Negaim. But in the Rambam, Menuchos Tumas Saras, the Rambam says, Taras Mitzora Zu, no Heges, the Halachas of being Matara Mitzora, no Heges, Ba'aretz Ubachos Laretz, even outside the land of Israel, unlike Tumas Saras Batim, that the Gemara, there's a Pasuk in Chumash, only applies in Eretz Israel, but Saras of the body, Saras of the clothing, that can be outside. So the Rambam says, this is in Eretz Israel, Erechos Laretz, Bifnei Abayis, Vishalo Bifnei Abayis. And it doesn't need the Beis HaMikdash. Hilchos Saras does not need a Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Shetimo, Mitzavah L'Tahara. And the Kohen that was Batami is Mitzavah to be Mitzahar. Okay, you go through all of the halachas. The Rambam says Beferish. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes Mitzorah in a couple of places. In Hilchos Tfilin, whether he wears, a Tfilin, or wear, or in Hilchos Mila, the Rambam quotes the halachas about cutting off the Mila if there is a Negat Saras on it. Why haven't we ever heard of Saras Bezbanazeh, and of Kohanim, seeing Sarasbats. We don't have that at all. I one time got someone brought me a question in Hilchos Taras Mishpacha. So I was in my backyard or something, and my 4 or 5 year old or something, like, sees me in the backyard. So it's usually private, so I come in afterwards, he says, did somebody have Saras? Were they showing you their spot? So, no, Yisrael Kedoshim Haim, and that's what the children think. Anyway, but Bezmanazeh, why don't we have any Tzaras? Hilchos Saras. So this is a question that bothered the Tiferes Yisrael. The Tiferes Yisrael, in his commentary on Meseches Negaim, at the end of his Akdama, he says, Miyamei Tamati, I've been bothered by this for years. Lama Ein Noagin Kei Bezmanazeh? He says, and let me tell you, when I was a little boy, I was traveling, and I stopped by Posen, and I met Rabbi Kiva Eger, Gadol Hador. And I asked him, Veheshavti, and he answered me, Veshivani, Shagam Hutam al Davarzeh. And he also wondered, Vashein lo teretz ha-miskabal al-adas. Didn't have an answer that he accepted. But the Tiferes Yisrael says, now that I've gotten older, now that I've written a commentary on Mishnayos, now I think I have a reason. Maybe the Tiferes Yisrael also another reason. He says, what's the downside? He says, buy houses and begadim. The downside is, Hamos ve'chaver alav araya. Right, a house? I think that there's, well, let me go back a step. He says it's all, Tainach nege adam of nege batim eretz yisrael, nege begadim chabach, vayke lameimar. Nearly, the batim of begadim ika afuke mamona mecheskes mare. Vilach lintotza vayis lintotza begad. I'm gonna destroy the house. I'm gonna destroy the clothing. So, if I'm not vaday sure, I can't do that. Ham the cheskes mamon. Lo alima cheskas kahuna keneged cheskas mamon. I have a chazaka that I'm a kohen. That's the root issue. We don't have vante kohenim today. We have kohenim muchzakim. So if a kohen is muchzak, but he has a cheskas mamon, so why should the kohen muchzak beat out my money? Right? So that's why. And even though chazaka, we allow kohenim to do berachas kohenim today, v'chulu, but it's not strong enough for to beat out other chazakos. So that's why it is not done. And what about nigei adam? So that doesn't, that's not against any chazaka. Yesh safek shema eno kohen, and therefore, what do you have to do to become tar from saras? You gotta shave your head and cut off your payas. Says, how could you do that based on chazaka, v'cheskas kohen? V'ech yakev pas rosho b'nesech. So because we don't have Vadek on him, that's why it says that the Tiferes Yisrael, we don't do it, we don't have halachas of Tumah V'Tahara, of Tzaras, Bizman Hazeh. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Heveyu Lebeis HaParva, Heveyu Lebeis HaParva, so what do? We bring him to the next place to go into the mikvah, via the Beis HaParva, u'bekodesh, I say it was bekodesh, as we have said, that the first tevila of the day, before the Trumas Hadeshin, does not require to be in the Kodesh, but after that, it requires all to be in the Kodesh. Pirsu sadin shel butz, bein ol bein ha'am, as we've said, we hang up the curtain of linen between him and the Am, yikad kidish of the Varaglav, and he sanctifies his hands and feet, meaning he does at the Kiyar, ufashat, and then he takes off his begadim, Rabbi Meir Omer, as we've had earlier, pashat, kiddush yad v'raglav, the opposite. First he removes his clothing, and then he's bekadish yad v'raglav. Yorad v'tavol, all of it is tapag, same lush as we had earlier, he goes out to the mikveh, he comes up, and he dries himself. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us that he dries himself? Right, that's obvious, you're going to dry yourself. So we had the Mishnah Malach before, who says you're worried about possible chatzitza issues between the body and the clothing, and therefore you have to dry yourself well, or else there might be dirt or hair that might get stuck to the body. Hey, Violo, big day, love on. Love us. Here we go, big day, love on for the first time. As we mentioned, five parts of the Avoda. Zahav, Lavan, Zahav, Lavan, Zahav, right, on Yom Kippur. He goes into the Kodesh Kodashim twice. So here's going to be the first time. Heviuli Bigde Lavan, Lavash, Vikidesh Yadav Araglav, and he's ready to go in there. Bishachar, but the Mishnah first adds, Bishachar Hayalovesh Plusin Shel Shnei Masarmana. The clothing that he wore the first time he went into the Kodesh Kodashim, the morning Bigde Lavan, were more expensive than the afternoon Big Day Lavan, when he went in to take out the Kaf and the Machta. So that's the Mesorah that we have, based on Sukkim, as we'll see. The morning has to be more expensive clothing. So the morning one was worth 12, Bein Harbayim, Hat Henduin, Shoshmona Meozuz, and in the afternoon were other types of clothing that was worth 800 zuds, which is less than the morning ones. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim, a different ratio. B'shachar ha'yalovi shal shmona asar mana. Beit arbayim shal shnei masar mana. Either way, the morning was more expensive than the afternoon one. Hakol shlosh mana, but it all tallied up to 30, according to the Rabbanan. Right, it was 18 and 12. Elu b'shal tzibor, and this is all from, it was paid for by the tzibor, by the public funds. If he wants a lahosef, most of mishalo. And if he wants to have more expensive ones, then he's most of from his own pocket. The seabird doesn't have to give him more expensive ones. Two haras on the sheet of the Rambam who quotes this line. Number one, it's a mystery why the Rambam quotes this last section in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash and not in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim. This is a Yom Kippur halacha. It's not a regular daily halacha. So that's one difficulty. The other one is a machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi here sounds like what was more expensive in the morning? All the begadim together, right? He had four begadim. All of them. The Rambam says, beferish the ketones. That's the only thing that changed. The ketones was worth more in the morning than in the afternoon. Vishteik tanok kasnos acheros hayulo the kohen gadol b'yom ha-kippurim. Achas lovsha b'shachar, v'achas b'ed arbayim. Specifically the ketones. Why is that? Let's hold off on that before we get to the top of Amid Beis. But why Davka is the Ketones? Don't let me leave today before I say the Meshech Chachma, the Hashem, on this question, but we'll have to do a little more Gemara on Amid Beis to get another appreciation. What happens if the Kohen Gadol went in with Big Day Zahav and did the Avoda? Or what if some of the Avoda that he was supposed to do with the Big Day Zahav, he only had the Big Day Lavan on? So Beferish, we know, the Gemara says elsewhere, that the Avoda is Psula. Avoda is negated. Doesn't work. Is he Chayiv Misa? That is a machlokas achronim. Is the Kohen Gadol considered mechusar begadim when he goes into the Kodesh Kadashim, when he's only wearing, or is he considered yiter begadim, more begadim if he goes in wearing all eight to the Kodesh Kadashim? Because what's the whole reason? He doesn't wear, ain't kadega nasa sanegar. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, because we don't want gold in the Kodesh Kadashim. But he wears it all the time. It's appropriate clothing for him, just here. It's not appropriate. So, you're going to be Mechal the Avoda, fine. But is that considered Yitr Begadim? Or what about if he does the Avodas Chutz in the Big Day Lavan? He gets confused, Bishogeg, but whatever it is, did he do a Maisa? That's Chayiv, because he wears Big Day Lavan today, so he didn't wear his Big Day Zav outside. So that is a Machlokas Achron. The Minchas Chinuch assumes he's Chayiv Misa. Minchas Chinuch says, for this Avoda, he's not allowed to wear Big Day Zav, and if he is, he's just like anybody else. He's just like a Kohen Hedyot, wearing extra begadim. Vita, says the Minchas Chinuch, in Kuf Pei Hei, Dezeh Pashut, Debishah Shekohen Gadol Lavush Big Day Lavan, Im Avad Kigon, Shehivich Bezir Agabe Mezeh Hachitzon, Chayev Misak Mechusar Begadim, Vechein Im Avad Ezo Avod, Pnim, Be Big Day Zav, Chayev Misak Bidei Shamayim. So he holds clear, Davar Pashut. And the Mikdash David is not so convinced. He says, we're talking about the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol wears the Big Day Zav. He wears all eight. Right now, he's not supposed to wear all eight. So that might be a din in the Avoda. That's not a din in his being a Kohen. So therefore, it says the Mikdash David, I'm not convinced. Mikdash David, as we mentioned in the paper, his father was a grandson of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Right, so he wrote a sefer, the Tzemach David, on Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but his sefer, he died in World War II. And he wrote the Mikdash David on Kachim and Taurus and a couple of other Masechta, Sanhedrin. But either way, says the Mikdash David right here that I'm not convinced that Minchas Chinuch is right, that the Kohen Gadol, if he does it. Because I think, sure, he has both Stadim, but he says, the one that he argues with the Minchas Chinuch with, that Tam Dim Avad Avodas Pnim, Be Big Day Zav, the Pasol, Eino Mishum Dein Big Day Malayim, Ein Kunasam Malayim, Vahavilei Kizar. No, that's not the reason. The reason is, this book says, the Avodim Kippurim require this. But he still has the rights to wear it. He just messed up the Avoda. Okay, then, Machlokas, Mikdash David and Minchas Chinuch about that. We continue. Says the Gemara, my parva, so the first line here we discussed a couple of weeks ago when this came up. My parva, what does parva mean? They brought him to the base ha-parva, the place where the mikvah was. Rav Yosef, parva amgusha. What is a parva? A parva means amgusha. What is amgusha? Rashi, mechashef echad bina'a. A magician built it. Ushmo, parva. Parva the magician built this room, and therefore, that's why we call it that. Right? So the problem is, mechashef is an isadaraisa. Mechashef alo sechaya. Right? So why are we naming a room in the Beis HaMikdash after a mechashef, after a balavera? So the Meiri helps a little bit. It was after he did tshuva. Okay, but still, you know, why do we call that? We want to continue the remembrance of this mechashef. Says Tosfos, quoting the Aruch, in this little Tosfos, Zel Shono, Yesh Menach HaChamim, so two Aruchs on this Amud, in Tosfos. Yesh Menach HaChamim Shomrim, Ki Chafar Mechila Tachas HaKarka BeKodesh. This person named Parva, he was so interested in seeing the Kodesh Kadashim, seeing that when the Kohen Gadol goes in, what happens in there? He couldn't stop himself. So he dug a hole underneath the Kodesh Kadashim until he came up close and he was peeking into the Kodesh Kadashim to see, you know, what was going on there. And the Chachonim realized it and they caught him. And they named that room, which maybe he started tunneling from this room, the Beis HaParva. That's all Tosfos says. If you look in the Rambam, if you look in the other Rishonim, if you look in the Rush, when this is quoted, there's one extra word in there. They killed him. They killed him. One Lashon is they killed him. The Rambam's Lashon is he was killed, which maybe means automatically. Right? If anybody goes near the Kodesh Kadashim, they're going to die. Right? If you try to get there without appropriate license. So he was killed. So that's another version of maybe to remember this story, to publicize. Nobody should try this at home. You know, they named it after him so that everybody realizes that this is a very serious issue. If you look in the Mefarshim on Maseches Midos, and this is the part that we quoted a couple of weeks ago, but it's great to review. in the fifth paragraph of Maseches Midos, where this is quoted, Beis HaParva. So there also, the Rav Bartanura there quotes, Adam Mechashiv Sheshmo Parva, he built this, he quotes Rashi, then he quotes the Rambam, that he wanted to see what the Kohen is doing, V'nerag Sham. But the Tosfos Yontif, the Mefarshim still say, why name it for this? So, that's what the Tiferes Yisrael has the very creative pshat. V'nikres Alish Gazos Al Shem, is called this magician. It wasn't really a magician. What was it? Remember, this mikvah was on the second floor. Right, he went up. He went up and then he went down into the bar. So, suggested Tiferes Yisrael, it was built with internal plumbing, which was unbelievable. How do you have, you know, above, you have the mikvah there, and it's coming from, we mentioned Ein Itim, and it's going here, and nobody sees where it's coming from. It was as if it was magic. It was Ke'ilu. It says, that's why. Shebana ba'umnis nifwa'a, v'gedola, la'halo samayim toch ovik saleha. Internal plumbing. It was as if people thought it was like the water was brought through magic. He says that's what that's why it was called that. He says, and that's a Tam Nifla. Good. That was the Amgushi. We continue. So the Gemara says, Pirsu Zan Shabbos, Maishta Shabbos, why do you set up a linen curtain? So, as we had this earlier, Amr of Kahana, Kadesha Yakir Shavodas Hayob, Big Day Boots. So that he remembers that when he's going into the Kodesh Kodashim, he can only wear the Big Day Boots, his four begadim that were made out of pure linen. Not the Me'il, which is Tzemer, and not the Choshen, and not the Efo, not none of the Big Day, and not the Tzitz, not the Big Day Zav. Why? As we said before, Ein Kategar Nasa Sanegar. It is interesting, some Achronim point this out, you have to work out that principle of Ein Kategar Nasa Sanegar with the fact that, what does the Rambam say in Hilchos Tshuva? And we have it, right? Paraduma, why do we have Paraduma? It's Mechaper for the Cheta Egel. Tavo ima v'takaneach tzoas bin tzoas bina. As Rashi quotes, the mother comes and cleans up for the baby. But what do you mean? The same animal? Ein Kategar Nasa Sanegar. Sometimes we have Yadavka use the same item in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. And that's amazing. And that's Tshuva Gemura, like the Rambam describes. In the second paragraph of Nuchas Tshuva, you're in the same exact situation, and the same conditions, and the same everything, and you don't do the Avera. So that's one side, one Svara. I take the exact animal that I did an Avera with, and I use it. Right, why is there a par brought by the Shiva Simei Hamiluim, Parsha Shmini, because of the Egel? You have a lot of it. And then all of a sudden you have Enkategar, Nasa Sanegar. Right, Dafka in the Kodesh Kodashim. Right, you can wear the Big Day Zav outside and not inside. So there's a balance of those principles. When do you say Enkategar, Nasa Sanegar? When do you say Dafka, use the item that the Avera was done with? Okay. Vaita. Bishachar, Hayalovish, Plus, Shoshwana, Asar, Vechulu. So the morning, the begadim were worth more. Vitana minyan asalash minan. Thank you. The Tana helps us out with math. 18 plus 12 equals 30. Wonderful. We can figure that out. There's, what do you have to say? Altogether 30. So hakamash malan, debatsir mehani lo nevid. It's to tell us that total you can't have less than 30. That's the emphasis of that line. You can't have any less than total. Ha ibatsir mehani vitfeahani less lanba. But, if you want to play around with the 18 and the 12, that you're allowed to do. Right? It just has a total. It can't be less than 30. To kuli amamias, but we all hold to shachra adifi. The morning one, though, has to be more expensive. Minalan. How do you know this? And again, Rashi says all begadim and the Rambam is the Ksona specifically. Amar afuna breder of Eloi. Amar kra. Bad, 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 bad. Says the word bad four times in the section, bad meaning linen, to emphasize muvchar bibad, the most beautiful choice bad, that is what you need for the first time the Kohen Gadol is going to go in. Meisvei, is this really true? V'lav shu begadim acherim, v'lo yikachu asam bebigdeyem. What is this pasuk talking about? It's a pasuk in Yechezkel. You know, you might have said it sounds like a pasuk in Achremos, but it's a pasuk in Yechezkel. Yechezkel there is describing something. What is being described? So Chazal here assume what's being described there is Yom Kippur. How do you know that? Because previously, two psukim earlier, Rashi quotes this, two psukim earlier, it spoke about that the Kohen is not going to be wearing any wool, any tzemer. And there is tzemer in the me'il. The me'il is totally made out of tzemer. And the ephod also has some tzemer in it. So what's it talking about? Talk about Yom Kippur. It must be talking about Yom Kippur. And what do you see there? He says, after the Kohen Gadol, the Chora, who's doing the Avodah, does the Avodah, v'lavshu begadim achirim, he puts on other clothing. Right? Assuming this is for the second half of the Avodah. V'lo yikachu asam bevigdeyam, and he doesn't go outside to the Am in his fancy clothing, because he doesn't want to have lower the kedusha of his special clothing when he goes out to the Am. But what does the pasuk say? He puts on other clothing. So my lav acherim chashuvin mehen. What does other mean? Does that mean better, more expensive clothing? Meaning the opposite direction. You have less expensive and then more expensive. The Gemara says lo acherim chusin mehen. No, less expensive clothing. Why? And now Rashi gives a svara. Why is the afternoon, even though it's based on psukim, why are the afternoon begadim less expensive than the morning ones? Because what do you have to do after all by the second time you go into the Kodesh Kodashim? It's just a removal. It's taking out the kaf and the machta. So if you're just removing something, that's a low level type of avoda, and therefore the begadim to reflect and emphasize that the first time he goes in, that's the key. The second time is just lefanos. Es hamakom, shein kavod. It's not covered to leave it there. And as we said last week, it's not covered to leave it there the whole year, because this isn't really a tzarach, so you take it out. We emphasize that maybe it's lahotzi mideat stukim. You want to emphasize that you left the kaf in there, you mentioned last week. But that's why it is less. 2 points. Number one, if you look in the Malbim in Yechezkel, on that pasuk, he doesn't argue with Chazal, but he's giving a different pashup shot. Pashup shot there, he says, it's referring to la'asid lavo. And it's referring to all Kohanim. It says, unbelievable. All Kohanim will be on the level of the Kohen Gadol in the future. And they will all have special begadim, and they all will have the halachas of haircuts and drinking wine and everything that the Kohen Gadol has today. Bizman and Mikdash earlier, he says, that's what's being referred to there. He says, Mipnei chashivusam ya'alu l'madregas Kohen Gadol. Asher Pashat is big day, abadash alash bevola kodesh vi nicham sham, rakhemi badlu bameshein sorkiniza, ragilbashim achagach shenis. Says, kitasrabak lushazam achelo yuchlul is karev vigadim ela el ha'av. The Chodi continues, but a totally different shot of what Chazal say. Again, it just, the Pashup shot that he says there. Good. Let's go back to the Meshech Chachma for a minute before we, continue. The Meshech Chachma in Achremos. Not on a pasuk. There's just one piece there that he's discussing. Ki atas solchan li Yisraelu machalon l'shiftei Yishurun. The phrase that we see on Yom Kippur. As the Meshech Chachma, we never use that phrase anywhere else during the year. Calling the Shvat, calling you are forgive the shiftei Yishurun. Why do you use that lashon? And he says what's the double lashon of solchan li Yisrael u machalon l'shiftei Yishurun? He says we never use that anywhere. So he says, that the morning begadim were more expensive than the afternoon begadim. Why? Lefisha avoda harishona chashuvihi machaperas. The first time he goes in is chashuva vizu ena lefanos makom, and this is just to remove ulefizeh. He says, why does the Gemara specifically have this limud and psukim ktones? We had earlier. Trumas Hadeshen, Hotzas Hadeshen. Remember the Gemara said you have to switch your clothing. The Kohen who brings the Deshen outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to get all dirty, so he shouldn't wear his special begadim. So the Gemara Chazal quoted, Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Tzav, he wears lower level begadim when he takes the Deshen out of the Beis HaMikdash. So that already showed me, those took him show me, that if you're doing a low level avoda, you have less mechubad clothing. So why do you need a special makar here? By the v'lavshu begadim achirim, by the pasuk in Yechezkel. And also, why does the Rambam say it's only the ktonas? Says the Meshech Chachma, umistavra yosu drak al ktonas koi, shaktonas hoysa muvcheres avodas haboker, v'chulu. And he continues, says, why is that? So now he quotes, the Medrash tells us, b'chol dar vadar, there are certain sins that we are still paying for. The Egel is one of them, the Meraglim, but also Mechiras Yosef. Bechol Dor Adai, he's quoting from the Medrash Shocher Tov. Bechol Dor Adai and Chetchel Mechiras Yosef Kayam. The Nimsa, the Kapara that we need on Yom Kippur, has to be for all of these sins. All our Bein Adam LaMakom sins are symbolized by the Egel. All our Bein Adam LaChaveru sins are symbolized by Mechiras Yosef. The Nimsa, Dahakapara al ha'uma bichlala lifnai v'lifnim adayin sham roshem achemi mechiris Yosef. So when we go into the Kodesh Kadashim, we have to make sure we get kapar for all of these sins. So no gold. No gold because of the Cheta Egel. But a fancy ksonas. Ksonas pasim. We want to emphasize that because Mechiras Yosef and unbelievable. We had this earlier. Which Shevet is the Kodesh Kadashim in? Remember, it went right through Yehuda and Binyamin. Everything west was Binyamin. The only brother that didn't take part in Mechiras Yosef. Dafka, the Avoda, can't be in the Azara, which is also in Yehuda. It's got to be purely. Why is the Avoda of Yom Kippur in the Kodesh Kadashim? Because that's all in Binyamin. And that's Keneged the Mechiras Yosef, Alachain, Lashon Shal Sir Mishaleach, Mishkal Stay Slime. Also, the Lashon is worth, is the weight of two slime, which also connects to the story. And that's why he doesn't go into the he doesn't wear the choshen in also. Big days of not only Enkat Yoganasis and Egar. You don't want to have the names of the Shvatim going into the Kodesh Kadashim. You don't have the names which sold Yosef. And one more. The ktones is, we'll get back. I mean, the Gemara says this, that, you know, let's leave that final point for one, a little later. But then he says, that's the lashon we say on Yom Kippur. Kiata solchon li Yisrael. That's the Cheta Ega, where we said, Eile Elohecha Yisrael. U'machalon l'shifte Yeshurin. Shifte Yeshurin, the Shvatim, that's allusion to Mechiras Yosef. Please, look at it. It's right there in Achreimos.
Is that okay. Also related to the ancient Kohen Gadol?
We'll get to that. Just hold that point. So let's continue. Third line. Tani, Rav Huna bar Yehuda, v'amila Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Acha, shekol sa'avod ha'sibur, Kohen, sha'astalo imoksones, after the Avodas Tzibur is finished, then a Ksones that the mothers of the Kohen used to wear this, and he was able to do Avodas Yachid with this. What's Avodas Yachid? So explains Rashi in one of his two opinions, the one that he likes, this removal of the Kaf and the Machta. You didn't really have to do this. It is an Avodah the Tzibur, but it's like his own requirement that he has to do. So it's called Avodas Yachid, and he can wear this special Ksones. This could be where the Rambam got it from, because you see, we're only talking about the Ksones here. Ubavashim Surrender the Tzibur, as long as they had in mind to give it wholeheartedly to the Tzibur. Pshita, isn't this obvious? Mao detem that you have to give it to the Tzibur. Mao detem necha shem aloyim surrender yafa yafa. You might think that we should be choshesh, that it's not going to be given. They're not going to give it over very well, meaning have proper kavanah to give it over to the tzibur. Kamash malon, we're not choshesh that way. Tosfos here discusses that we had a machlokas about this back in Masechet Shkalim, about whether we're choshesh or not, whether you have to pay the people watching the Karban Omer, whether they're Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar. We had a mishnah there. We had a machlokas. Tosfos says, though, here everybody would agree, because we're talking about the Kohen Gadol. We're not worried that the Kohen Gadol or the mother of the Kohen Gadol would be not sure about the halacha. Amru alav Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi sha'astelo imo ksones shel mea mana, that his mother made him a ksones of 100 mana v'lofsha v'ovir avodas yachid u'masur l'tibur, meaning it was properly done. Amru alav Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom, also this very rich person, as we'll see soon, sha'astelo imo ksones mishte ribo, 20,000 v'lo hinichu achava kohanim aloshav v'bnei shenir ka'arum. It was such a fancy ksones. It was such fine silk. It looked like he wasn't wearing it. The ksones. So the Gemara says, "Umimis chazi." Is that really true? Va'amar mar chut and kapal shisha. Every thread was times six. What do you mean it was so see through? Amar abaya kachamer b'mazga. Like wine in a glass jug. It could be very thick, but it could still be see through. It's very fine and special. So too that one time happened. Period. Stop there for a minute. Unbelievable. Ben Yehoyada. Ben Yoyada says right here, why Dafka did the mothers make the Ksonas? Out of all the begotten, why didn't they make them? Okay, there was only one Me'il. There was only, what about Michlasayim? Michlasayim could have also been made. What about the Migba'as, the hat? Right? What about the Avni made out of Shani? They could have made, why Dafka the Ksonas? Says the Ben Yoyada. Remember the Mishnah in Meseches Makos. The Mishnah in Makos tells us that the mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim used to bring care packages to the people who were sitting in the Arei Miklai. Why? So they wouldn't daven that the Kohen Gadol dies. Because the Kohen Gadol has to sit there. What does the Kohen Gadol have to do with anything? What did he do? He didn't kill b'shogeg. So the Gemara says he should have davened that people weren't, that a ritzicha b'shogeg didn't happen under his watch. Because still, if he was on the level, he could have davened properly. The mothers used to make special ksones for the Kohanim Gedolim. The Gemara says in Zvachim, Peches, every one of the begadim is machaper on a different Aveira. Ksones, machaper al shvichas damim. Because of the pasuk by Yosef. But they dipped it in by Yitzbalu. The Mechasayim is Gili Arayis, but everything that sits is Azus. But Ksones is murder. That's why Dafka, they did it to try to prevent. To try to prevent. Afterward, they did it to try to stop that they wouldn't daven. But they do this so that they don't daven. This is what he quotes from the... quotes from himself, from the Gemara, he says that's why they did it. So unbelievable. Ben Yoyada, we're not finished with him for today. If anybody needs an emuna check, right here you got it. If you have to pick any daf and shas to learn on a day when it's snowing here in Eretz Yisrael, this is the daf and shas right here. Unbelievable. So Rabbi Meir Shapiro in the 1920s knew what he was talking about. Tana Rabbanan, on Iva Ashi Varasha Boin Ladin, three different types of people in the future will come to have judgment. La Silavo, La Ani Omrim Lo. Why is this here? Because we were just talking about the Ashir, who will be coming up soon. To a poor person, we say, why weren't you Osek in Torah? That's going to be the first question we're going to be asked. Remember the Gemara in Shabbos, Laman Aleph? That's the second question. Nasazav and Atata Be'emuna, were you honest in business, is the first question. Asakta B'Torah, okay, maybe this is question number two. Maybe we missed question number one. The Vilna Gaon, there, we mentioned this in the past, unbelievable gra, quoted in the Maritz Chayis, in Shabbos Laman Aleph says, no, really all six questions over there, the famous six questions, are about Talmud Torah. Nasata B'Tata B'Emunah, Asakta B'Torah, right, all of those, because if you remember, the Gemara right beforehand has a makar for the Shisha Sadarim. V'haya Emunah Zitecha, Apasak in Yishayo, is a makar. So says the gra, six and six. And it's the same word used. Nasata v'tata b'emuna, emuna is seder zroim. Right? Kavata itim atorah, itecha is a seder moed. All six questions, on a deeper level, are about Talmud Torah, says the Gemara. So all the questions. So why weren't you osik in Torah? Says the Gemara, im omer ani ha'isi v'tar b'mzonosai, if he says, I was poor, I was tarred, omrim lo, famous story. Klum ani ha'isi yosemi hillel, were you poorer than hillel? Amra lo v'hillel zakein. Shebechol yom ayom ayose umistakar v'tarpik. Every day he made a little money. One he gave to the shomer. There was a bouncer outside the base medrash. Didn't let anybody in unless they paid. Why is that? Good question. Maybe it's like Rabbi Gamliel's time that they made sure that you were l'shem shemayim, but or they just needed to make some money for the base medrash. So you got to pay a little bit. So half he gave to the shomer. And half he left for his family. One day, he couldn't even make that. He wasn't allowed in. He went on the skylight, on the roof. He put his ear to the window in order to hear the Torah that was being lured downstairs. It was Friday. That's already a Musar. They had Shir on Friday. We're having Shir on Friday, right? The Beis Medrash was open. Erev Shabbos Haya, v'tkufas Teves Haysa. And it was the season of Teves. The yard of Shelag min Hashamayim. And snow came down from heaven. Where else does snow come from? We'll get back to that. Kishalam mod Hashachar, when the morning came, Amar l'shvay v'avtalyon. Shvay says avtalyon, avtalyon achi. Bechol yom abayis meir v'ayom afel. It's always sunny, and now it's cloudy. Shema yom avunanu. Hitisu einayem. They looked up. The road to Mus Adam Ba'aruba. They saw a form of a person. They said, oh, what is that? Oh, matzu alav rom shalosh amos shalek. They found three amos of snow. Right? If you're learning Dafyomi today in Chevron, right? Or in the Gush. Right? Parku, verichitsuhu, vesichu, voshivuhu, kenegan amadura. They disentangled him from the snow. They washed him. They smeared him. They put him next to the fire. Amru, ra'uize lechalov et ha-shabbos. Ah, he is appropriate to be mechal Shabbos for. That's the story that we'll tell in Ani. Period. 2 points. Number one, what does it mean, ra'uize? You're mechal Shabbos for anybody. What? Only Hillel. Ra'uize. Question one. Question two, what do you mean, shelag min ha-shamayim? Question three, If somebody puts themselves into the dangerous situation and gets themselves into trouble, do I have to get them out of the trouble? Well, but what if they did it to themselves? Hillel went up there, it's his own fault. Got stuck in the snow. Says the Ben Yehoyada, to answer all three questions, no. Really, when Hillel went up there, it wasn't so freezing. And it wasn't so cold. And that's why he put himself into the position. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Magdil and Nisayon. He started snow min hashamayim, dafka from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says to see what he would do, but he got totally lost in learning. At that point, he was totally down. He didn't notice. And then Mamele, he got frozen. But that's why you're allowed to save him, and that's why it's min hashamayim, and that's why it's ra'ui zeh, this case, because it wasn't really his fault. Other cases is a little more flexible in terms of, do I have such a chiv of l'sam adam reyecha? That's the Iyun Yaakov also describes, goes into that problem too. Maybe Dafka Hillel, because he didn't realize what was happening. Again, a lot to say about that. The, Rav Chaim Shulevitz has a sicha where he talks about, what does Hillel have to do with me? I'm a regular guy, and if an Ani says, does an Ani have the Mesiras Nefesh of Hillel? It's not fair. Why am I going to be compared to Hillel? Compared to, like, the famous Reb Zusha story. I'm not going to be asked, why weren't you Moshe Rabbeinu? I'm going to ask, why you weren't Reb Zusha. But this Gemara sounds like I'm going to be asked, why weren't you like Moshe Rabbeinu? Why weren't you like Hillel? So says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, you see from there that we're not going to be asked for what we did, but we're going to be asked for what we could have done. And in our own way, our potential could be so much more than we're actually doing. This is very scary Gemara, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. In the Sichas Musar. Because you see here, we're going to be compared to major figures. Again, not maybe to what they actually accomplished, but in terms of the potential to have the parallel. That's one. Weiter. Ashir Omrim Lo, a rich person, Mibdei Malo Asakta Batorah, Im Omer Ashir Ayisi Vitarad Hayisi Ben Achasai. I had so many investments, I was on the phone all day, I couldn't. Right, Marbet Achasim, Marbet Da'aga. Omrim Lo Klum Asher Ayisa Yosem Mir Rebbe Lazar. Were you more rich? Were you richer than Rebbe Lazar Ben Charsom? Amr Olava Rebbe Lazar Ben Charsom. Sheiniach Lo Aviv Elef Ayaras V'Yabasha. He had 1,000 cities on the dry land. Ukenegdan Elef Sinus V'Yam and 1,000 boats. Ubechol Yom V'Yom No Tel No Chol Kemach Haktefo. He left his business every day. He took a little flour in a knapsack. Umahalef Meir Leir Medina Lemedina Lemotor. And he went to learn. One time his servants, who didn't know who he was, went and found him and made him start working. Leave me alone. I'm going to learn. They swore in the name of him. Right here on the side. He gave him a lot of money, but still, they wouldn't let him go. But what do you see from there? That neither one recognized each other. Umiyamav lo halak faro, son, he must never have come and seen his avadim, because they didn't recognize him. Ela yoshe va'osik batara kolayam v'kola laila. He was learning, and he wasn't focused. He let other people be in charge of his investments, and he was kovei itim latora. Rasha, omrim lo, Rasha, which here doesn't really mean Rasha, it really means somebody who has a strong yetzahara. Omrim lo, mebnei malo asakta batora. Im amar no'eha yisi v'torad b'yitzri. Look at me. I'm a handsome guy, and my Yetzirah is just so strong, so strong. So what do we say? We say Klum Hayitar BeYitzri Yotzer MiYosef. Right? Were you more? Did you have more of a Yetzirah than Yosef? Were you in a more compromising position? Every day, Ishes Potiphar tried to get him. She changed her clothing twice a day because she wanted to keep fresh and beautiful in his eyes. Amrlo hishama li. She said, "Listen to me." Amrlo lav amri amrlo harini chovashtacha beves asurim. I'm going to throw you in jail. Amrlo Hashem atir asurim. Not worried. Hareini kofefes kofavta komascha. I'm going to break you down. Hashem zokev kefufin. Hareini misame zinecha. I will blind you. Hashem pokeach ivrim. Nasna lo elef kikreis kesef lishmo. And she gives him 1,000 silver pieces. Lishmoa eleha, to listen to her. Lishkavetzla liosima. That's the pasuk. To lie with her, to be with her. Velorasi, he didn't want to. What's the double lashon? Lishmoa eleha lishkavetzla ba'olam hazeh. To be with her in the next world. And why didn't he do it? Liosima lo lamaba. because he didn't want to lose the Olam Haba if Chas V'Shalom he had to do it. Nimsa, here's the line. Hillel Mechayev Es Ha'aniyim, Rav Elazar Ben Charso Mechayev Es Ha'ashirim, Yosef Mechayev Es HaRishon. So there's somebody for everybody, and this is a line used in many different contexts at many different occasions where we say at a simcha, we say at an occasion, he's Mechayev all of us. Mesiris Nefesh, he's Mechayev. The Maharam Shik once said, quoted that, the Maharam Shik says, he wasn't saying it out of Gaiva, but he was just saying it in Mitzias. He says, I'm Mechayev all of those who are slow-witted. I don't have such a great brain, said the Maharam Shik. It takes me many times to understand something. And, you know, I do it. It took him 40 times. Whatever it is, the story goes that 40 times until he could finally understand something. He said, many people out there understand it quicker than me. He says, you know, you still got to write your sefer. Still got to be the star pupil of the Chassam Sofer. So we all have to look around and see that many people are Machayev, all of us. And everything we can do, we have to make sure that we accomplish and we fulfill our potential. Okay, we'll stop here. And B'ez Hashem, we will continue Hashem next time with the other Gemaras coming up. Next time we get into the actual Avoda, the first Vidui is coming up in the next Mishnah.